The band Steel Wheels, the Steel Wheels, I call them. I use their full name. Great young band. I saw them for the first time at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, I think in 2013. They have a brand new album, Leave Some Things Behind. I was fortunate enough, thanks to the kind folks at Delmarva Public Radio, to catch up with them right after their sound check. They were about to go on stage at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, and they were on stage, and I was not, and it worked just fine. You'll hear that at the top of the hour, the Steel Wheels. Nice little conversation. Really, really interesting, bright guy. They have a fascinating approach. They know exactly what they're doing, and I think you're going to like their music, and I think you're going to like them quite a bit. Very happy to welcome the Steel Wheels Band to Unreal Bluegrass. Currently, they are setting up at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, and we're going to chat a little bit about their music, the new CD that they have out, which is entitled Leave Some Things Behind, and just a little bit of history. First of all, to the Steel Wheels, you have one of the more distinct sounds that I first heard, by the way, at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival a few years ago. I noticed that your sound has a combination of some very, very old-time parts, concepts, but you also have a newer sound. I don't know if it's just the vocals or the instrumentation that you use, but you would know much better how to describe your sound, and I apologize to have to ask you to talk about describing what you sound like. I think you sound like the Steel Wheels, but there's a question in there that I think that you could probably address more fully.
That's a good question. I mean, I think sometimes you work hard at creating the music in hopes that you never have to describe it. It is hard, but I think, you know, I think it's some of our different influences coming out. We didn't all just grow up playing old-time bluegrass music. We have some rock and roll influences. Sometimes you hear it, some of that hard-driving vocalization. And I think we try, as a band, one of the things that's, is almost a mantra to us as we're talking in the studio or as we're talking about arranging a song, is asking that question of what does a song require? What does this song really want? Do we need that punch? Or can we keep it soft and delicate? And knowing that, you know, as a listener, it's enjoyable to get a variety of sounds and that you don't want to get beat over the head all night with one kind of, intensity. You want to bring levels into it, whatever that is, and dynamics is such a big part of music. I think that is a big part of what we try to do. This is Trent talking, and I write a lot of the songs, I do a lot of the singing, but I really credit the other three guys, especially with the work with the different instruments, of how much to sort of wrap around and how much to leave openness and leave silence in certain spots. I think that oftentimes really makes a song. As much as any of the lyrical writing or melodic stuff that you start with, it's the overall sound you get with that.
I think, too, then, a good way to help describe that happens to be a video that the Steel Wheels have available to view. It's also on your website, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But there's a video for one of your songs, The End of the World Again. And I think it really helps maybe fill out the description that we're trying to give to your sound. Maybe you can speak a little bit about that video and how it kind of fits into that same concept.
What I like about the End of the World Again video and just even choosing that song as a video is that it's not one of those burners. It's not a, it's not a barn burner of a song. It's a soft, gentle house burner if you look at the video. But dynamically, it's very gentle. It's a bittersweet sort of theme to the song itself, a lot about leaving and about wondering if things that you're leaving are going to be there when you get back. And so some of those themes are there. I think, the videographers that we've worked with, Lurid Pictures, they did a great job of creating images and a storyline to go along with the song. But it's funny, I do feel like sometimes, like what we were talking about before, or sometimes as a string band, or a band that's played out the way we are with upright bass, and fiddle, and mandolin, and guitar, and a band who's, you know, we learned some fiddle tunes. We've come from and through the old-time bluegrass scene. It's very, people show up to that expecting something, and oftentimes when they see those instruments, they expect to see them sawed away fast and furious all night long. And then for good reason. I mean, old-time music was dance music. You know, that is a lot of what it comes from, what it is. And that's not really what we do typically. And that song, "Into the World Again," is a very good example of a song that, yeah, tells a bit of a story. It has more, most of it starts with the lyrics and the lyrical imagery, and then building layers on that musically. I'm glad that we get to do both, and that we can do those fast fiddle tunes within an album, and also slow it down and bring those images
together. But also, just to brag on Trent's songwriting discipline, but I think what he does really well on a lot of tunes, including that one, is to leave some space for interpretation, and you know, the video making does a little bit of that too. You can kind of fill in your own story into the lyrics and into the song. And I think that helps the song be fairly universal, and you know, people can have different interpretations of that state.
Okay, now tell them where they can find that video of "The End of the World Again," and a little bit about your website for the Steel Wheels.
Yeah, the website for the band is thesteelwheels.com, and The Steel Wheels is pretty much our handle for everything on Twitter and Facebook. Instagram and all of that stuff, so if people want to follow there. But yeah, everything's available. We've got CDs for sale, as well as vinyl for sale. T-shirts, everything like that can be found on our website.
I have noticed more and more, we're talking to the Steel Wheels here, right before they go on stage at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, I've noticed more and more that of course, social media is so prevalent and so available, but I've noticed, and maybe you can help explain this a little bit, you are a younger band by comparison to some, and it seems as though the Steel Wheels, you have a concept on how to deal with social media, not just your website, but do you feel like being a younger band, if you will, helps you understand and recognize that social media, all of its avenues are available to you to help promote the band itself?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, we've grown up as a band, as social media has really grown up as well. I do think if I wasn't in a band, I probably would have less interest and knowledge of social media. But yeah, it's just kind of the world we live in, and
it's a tool.
It's a tool. Yeah,
you don't want to. We're fortunate for it because it's a way that a band can reach out and connect with people directly, that is not through any sort of other big publicity firm or something.
Now, I mentioned to you at the top of the interview that I first saw the band, the Steel Wheels, live at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, and I think it was 2013, and I believe the album at the time you were traveling behind was No More Rain. Of course, you have a new one now that we've discussed. But I'd like to get your impressions of Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. And I recognize also that the band itself has a festival that we'll talk about, the Red Wing Roots Music Festival, right before we end our discussion here.
It's a great festival. We've been hearing about it for years. And it's, you know, I think in my mind at least, it was right up there with Merle Fest and some of the other top festivals of the sort of Americana genre, in just in reputation. And it was great to get there finally. We run our own festival now in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, called the Red Wing Roots Music Festival, and it happens to fall the weekend before Grey Fox. So my biggest memory of going to Grey Fox was the fact that it was the weekend right after we had our festival, which is a really big weekend for us and sort of exhausting. But so it was neat to be able to go to another festival right after that and relax and walk through and see what they're doing and get to hang out with other musicians. But yeah, there's a lot of great things. You know, Green Fox has been established long enough to really have its own sort of culture to it. And that's what I love about a great music festival, is one that's been around long enough. It kind of has its own ecosystem of sorts. And the world of the campground and the way the stages function are all very unique and really enjoyable.
Now let's hit the Red Wing Roots Music Festival.
So yeah, this year our lineup at Red Wing includes, of course, we'll be there all 3 days. We've got at the top of the lineup, we've got the Dawes, band called the Lone Bellow, Shovels and Rope. We've got Steve Canyon Rangers. It's always when somebody asks when you already, when you just forget who all is going to be there. But we've also got Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens, Sierra Hall will be there, the Black Lilies, Mountain Heart, Chris Smither, Yarn, the Dust Bowl Revival. It's Tony Furtado. I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, it goes on, but that's a good taste of it.
Well, thank you. We're going to run and eat some food and be ready for the show. But great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
I think it's only fitting and proper as the band goes away to eat in their final preparation of their performance tonight that we let you hear the song, which we discussed the video, The End of the World Again. We're going to hear that right now. Thanks again to the Steel Wheels and the Avalon Theater right out there in Easton, Maryland.